Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez are my guests today. The duo have just released their third album together called Red Dog Tracks. They're an unusual combination in many ways. First of all, their ages, as Chip is in his 60s and Kerry Rodriguez is in her 20s. Over the years, Chip Taylor, who is actor John Voight's brother, has written hugely successful hit songs, Wild Thing for the Troggs, Try Just a Little Bit Harder for Janis Joplin, and Angel of the Morning for Marilee Rush. For years, he quit music and supported himself as a professional gambler at cards until he was banned from all the casinos for being too successful, and later at horse racing, where his system proved to beat the odds for years. It's also unusual that when Chip met Kerry, although she played violin, she didn't sing. I asked Kerry to describe their meeting.
I had just finished music school, and I'm from Texas, so I went back home to Austin, and I was playing in country bands and playing with a band when during South by Southwest, and Chip saw me playing fiddle in this band and asked me to do some gigs with him. So that's where it started, and I really didn't know it was going to grow into this singing thing and duet thing. That came later.
Yeah, she didn't. I asked her if she sang at the time, and she said she did not, but she would try to sing harmony if I needed her to, and that led to me getting that chill thing with her voice against mine, and it was an easy stretch to start thinking about doing a duet album.
Kerry, what did you think when he finally made you sing on stage?
Well, I was not that excited about it. I was really, because I was just so nervous. I mean, that scared me to death, and I thought it was crazy because I've been playing the violin since I was 5 years old, and that's always been my focus. And to all of a sudden be doing something completely different that I never had even tried was frightening, to say the least. I've gotten to the point now over the last few years where I can do it without having all those nerves and really have fun with it. So yeah, it's been a crazy journey.
Well, let's have you all do a tune so folks who have not had a chance to hear Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez sing together will get their own goosebumps because it's a wonderful combination.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's one from the current album. And goes like this. One, two, three.
And it's oh, Johnny Turner Valley moonshine, ain't that a kick in the head? And it's oh, honey, let your hair hang down, let your hair hang down. Shake it all around, shake it all around, put your whole self in. Must be the whiskey. Look what we just done. Must be the midnight.
Covering the sun.
Must be the violin.
Oh, that thing you can bring to me.
Must be the whiskey.
Must be the cold breeze from Alberta through your hair.
Must be the devil.
She up and put you here.
Must be the mountain
rolling right through Kenmore to the sea. Must be the whiskey.
Oh, Johnny Turner Valley moonshine, ain't that a kick in the head? And it's oh, honey, let your hair hang down, let your hair hang down. Shake it all around, shake it all around, put your whole self in, put your whole self in, shake it all again.
Must be the whiskey.
Must be the whiskey.
Oh, I can't catch my breath.
Must be the full moon.
Must be the full moon.
Well, this scares me half to death.
Must be the mountain.
And that light
show in Edmonton is killing me.
Must be the whiskey. Mr. John Platani on guitar. Must be the cool breeze Alberta through your hair.
Must be the devil. Was she up and put your hair?
Must be the mountain rolling to the sea. Must be the whiskey.
There must be a full moon.
Must be the devil.
It must be the mountains must be the whiskey.
Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez are playing live for us today, and as Chip noted, John Platania on guitar also today. Well, you know, I'd love to talk about your journey we'll call it country music. We'll call this record country music because Kerry, you started out as a classical player, and then did you go to Berklee to play classical music or to expand that?
To expand that, I actually had started out at a classical music conservatory and left after a year to go to Berklee. So I studied with this wild bluegrass jazz fiddler named Matt Glazer and started listening to a lot of records and learning, you know, from different fiddlers at Berklee, all different styles, Texas style and Texas swing and old time. So
you went from Texas to Boston to learn Texas, okay.
Yeah.
Now, Chippy, you might even be have a better story because I know you were born in Manhattan. Did you grow up there?
Yeah, I grew up in Yonkers, New York, just outside the city. And growing up, there really wasn't any country music around except for what I could hear on Wheeling, West Virginia station. And then they had a special thing on the radio on Saturdays. But I was a total country fan, and I had a country band. I was part of a country band in high school, and it was the only one in the area.
Now, when you started writing, I know you worked in what people call the Brill Building, worked in those kind of songwriting factories, if we can put it that way, back in the 60s. Did you write for country artists, or did you just write for whoever was looking for a song?
Well, how I really got solid in the business was by being a country writer. I wrote some country things, and you know, I was selling my songs for $30 advance against royalties, you know. And I was trying to write a few a week to survive. And then Chet Atkins, who was producing records in Nashville, heard one of my songs and told the publisher he was going to cut it and wanted to hear every song I wrote. And that just got me going. And from there, I got a staff job with a really great publishing company back in those days, April Blackwood Music. And I was off and running. I didn't have to write three or four songs a week. I could write just what I wanted to. And that was really a blessing.
Well, people may not know, but Chip Taylor is the writer of Wild Thing, which, of course, was a hit for the Troggs and big Jimi Hendrix piece and all that. And, of course, Angel of the Morning. And now, I do understand that you and Kerry have been doing that live.
Yeah, sure. Would you like to hear it?
Well, you bet.
All right. 2, 3. And there'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand. It was I who chose to start.
I say no need to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn.
The morning angel, just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me angel of the morning angel.
sun's light will be dimmed, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, honey, it was what we needed now.
And if we're victims of the
Chip Taylor and Carrie Rodriguez are playing live for us today on the Cafe, and that's a version of Chip's song, Angel of the Morning. There's an inherent romance in that song, though, you know, to begin with. Is there an inspiration behind it? Is there a story behind how it got written?
Oh, I don't know, David. You know, I think back at the time, you know, I was just trying to. I'm a stream of consciousness writer, and so I just let things come out of me. And I remember feeling that I didn't like – I remember driving to the city that day when I wrote the song and thinking that I wanted to – I didn't like the pop songs, the ballads that were out. And I was listening to some, and I said, boy, I had to turn the radio off. I said, I don't like these things. You know? They didn't have any kind of magic or juice to them. So I kind of wanted to write something that day. And like I said, I don't know what's coming out of me until it comes out. So the first line that wrote the song was when I stayed for an hour just trying to sing nonsense things to myself. And the line that came out was, there'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. Now, when that came out, I just got such a chill. And the rest of it just kind of wrote itself. So where it came from and exactly what it is, I mean, it just was magic to me. Mm-hmm. You know?
Chip Taylor and Carrie Rodriguez are our guests today, and they have a new album together called Red Dog Tracks. And one of the things I love about this record, I mean, there's certainly some covers on here, but your songs, like the one you just did, Keep Your Hat On, Jenny, and things like Must Be the Whiskey, they sound like old songs. Mm-hmm. And were you channeling some older performers? Or?
Well, you know, like I mentioned earlier, like I grew up listening to country songs, old country songs. But being with Carrie now, that's a huge influence on my writing. I mean, I mentioned, I don't really think of anything until it comes out. But, she's in the – her magic's all around these things when they start to come out. So, I think it's just – that thing that she brings. You know,
well, let's hear another one. Another one of the new ones.
Sure. How about Jenny? All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jenny from our guests, Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez, along with Jim Whitney on the upright bass, John Platania on the slide guitar on that one, as we're hearing some live versions of these tunes today. Chip, we first met back in the early 90s when you were kind of at a transition in your life and starting to get back into music. Now, you can correct my version of the story, but you'd been gambling professionally for quite a while at that point. Give people an idea how you made your living, first off.
Well, in the 60s, I was just, you know, a songwriter for other people. In the 70s, I had some solo albums out. And I was kind of gambling all the time when I was writing the hits. And during that period of time, I was a horse race handicapper, and I worked very hard to be a good one. And at first, I realized I was kind of dumb at it, and then I studied to be as good as I could be. And I was quite a profitable handicapper throughout the years that I wrote the songs and had the albums out. Then I decided to give up music full time and go into gambling. So that was around 1980, and just did that for a long, long time.
Now it's all about the math, right? With horse race gambling.
Yeah, well, it's if you don't treat it like a science, you'll never do any. You'll never be a profitable handicapper. And you know, it was bias things, pace things, and you had to keep. I had several books that I kept with me all the time from all the various racetracks in the United States, and I would stay up late and work like crap. I never worked as hard at anything, but I did love it. You know,
why would people take your bets if you were so good at it?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Because back in those days, I did have bookies that took my action, but the first few small ones didn't take my action. Then I had a bookie, Meyer Lansky's outfit in New York, took my action. And I asked them the question after 2.5, 3 years. I said, how come you keep bringing me Christmas presents? And you know, I've only lost 2 weeks out of this whole period of time. And they said, Chip, we're not dumb here. He said, every time you make a bet, we lay off 10 times as much at the racetrack. You're our biggest profit maker. So that's what I found out.
Well, I was going to ask you, what made you finally give that up?
Well, I'd kind of been thinking about, you know, I was missing music a little bit, but the real serious event that turned my life around was when my mom got ill, and I'd start playing songs for her instead of going to the racetrack, and I got inspired to do that. I started writing new things and testing them out at my mom and the mother of my children, Joni, and the kids, and all of a sudden I had the spirit back to do it, and I had a gambling partner, a guy that we shared information with, a wonderful guy, Ernie Dowman, who's the biggest moneymaker of all time in this sport. I called him up one day and said, Ernie, you won't believe this, but I'm quitting. I'm going into music full time. I'm going to play music for whoever wants to hear me play.
And it wasn't actually, you know, that easy for a while. I mean, you did okay, but I think this combination is something that you talk about how special it is. But I think people can hear the you know, what's really special with you and Carrie.
Well, I was a big fan of duets early on, so I feel so blessed to have this. Yeah, and she's just a great person, and we share a lot of things together and a lot of emotions, and it comes out in the music, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Well, you know, let's hear some more of that music, because that's what we're all about. You want to do something else from Red Dog Tracks?
Sure. How about the title tune? Is that okay, Carrie?
Yeah, let's
okay.
do it.
Let's do that. Here we go. Did you tell your mama just what you done? I seen you last night by the Pascagoula Bay. The wind was howling, it was long past one. Girl, what were you doing down there?
Say you won't sing if I tell you
that I really don't think I wanna talk about that. So leave me alone,
I wanna be alone.
No, I won't say nothing about the Red Dog Track. To the river and I looked around. There was a half-smoked Lucky and a bottle of Jack. There was blood on the rocks, blood on the ground. And heading for the bushes was the Red Dog Track.
I tell you. But I really don't think I want to talk about that. So leave me alone. Nothing but the red dog tracks. Some stories about Carolina Madison. Seth Weaver saw her kissing you, Pascagoula, Maine. It was down by the river and they shared their passion, where the red dogs did the dancing. But I really don't think I want to talk about that. So leave me alone. I want to be alone. No, I won't say nothing about the red dog tracks. No, I won't say nothing.
That is a spooky southern tune from Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez, the title of Red Dog Track. Someone's got to write a mystery around that. There's a backstory there, I guess, huh?
Yeah, well, actually, no. Somebody called me from there. They said they've been hunting back through the records to find out where this event and when it took place. And it just came out.
It's in the back of Chip's brain. That's where it came from. Scary.
Indeed. Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez. Kerry, I got one more kind of silly question, but if you read the liner notes of the albums at all, even cursorily, you realize that, Kerry, you're married and not to Chip. But do you get a lot of people coming up and just, I mean, people are curious, aren't they, when they see you on stage as to whether this is a romantic duo?
They are, and we do get that question a lot. It's fun, you know. I mean, it's part of the whole thing, and Chip and I have a very special love for each other, and when we're singing these songs, we're trying to give it everything that we've got. So yeah,
you can understand
it's all good.
Why people might think that.
Yeah, I can.
Well, thank you again for being our guest, Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez, our guests today on the World Cafe.
But wait, after Chip and Kerry did our session, they cut one more song just for fun. That's next when we get back here to the World Cafe. Thank you. I had a lot of fun with our session with Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez, but we were all done, and Chip said, well, would you like to hear Wild Thing? Oh, yeah.
Thing, I think I love you,
but I wanna know for sure.
So come on and hold me tight. I love you,
wild thing. You make my heart sing.
Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez doing, I guess you got to call it Chip's greatest hit, Wild Thing, the song he originally wrote for the Troggs, and finishing up our session with Chip and Kerry Rodriguez today.